I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Welcome back, our little boxing senorita. Everyone clap for Judge. Clap for Judge in his little sling.
I would clap, but I'm in a sling.
Oh, sweet little prince of all clues.
Oh, it's
no,
just...
No, it's just... How are you meant to wank?
Oh, I've got to use the left.
But no, how do you shower?
No, it's fine. I can take it out of the sling, but it's just because when I do... Like, I rehab the shoulder pretty hectically. So when I dislocate it, it really fucking hurts because everything's quite tight around it. It dislocates. It stretches all the ligaments and tendons and shit, and it's just very sore. So it's better... afterwards to have it like for 4 days, 4 or 5 days in the sling.
And so do you, I wouldn't mind borrowing that.
All right.
Just to wear around for an hour.
We've just got to knock at the door.
Just to wear around for an hour?
Why?
Just a bit of attention.
Oh, you don't get enough? You lacking attention?
Just, you know, like, oh.
Stinky Lou.
True.
Where's your daughter?
True.
You're lacking attention.
And. Nah, I'm lacking a tench.
You're lacking that a tench, kid.
And so you'll have to get surgery.
Look, I knew I've had to get surgery on the shoulder for a long time. My thing was, I'm going to fucking train for the fight. I'm going to do the fight. Whatever happens, happens. I was getting surgery on the shoulder irrespective of what happened in the fight. It just happened to come out in the blue.
Yeah.
So it's a bit annoying. But... it is what it is. The shoulder needed attention. Like when I was training and stuff, I'd throw these fucking right hooks and I'd feel it move. Ugh. And I'm like, this isn't good. So my game plan was just to try and throw straight rights and hook with the left.
Can you describe the feeling of what it feels like when it pops out?
It is, to be fair, so for those of you that didn't watch the fight, it was me versus Groper. First of all, I want to say to him, fucking congrats. You fucking earned that dub. I was really cut that the shoulder did come out because we were putting on a fucking show. It was a mad stink.
You were very good with your defense and so quick.
I felt good. I felt good in there. I felt like the game plan I was sticking to, like our game plan was basically maintain composure, pop him, like hold the jab out there and then pop him in the guts and then wait till he brings his hands down and then go for the fucking head. I landed a couple of good shots early, good rights. I was winning the round. I remember hitting him with a nice little left check hook, and I watched him.
I remember watching that. You just went, ba-boom.
And I saw it hurt him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that. I was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, because he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I can hurt the monster. And I got a bit of bloodlust, and everything, all composure went out of, like, I've been walking around since the fight, kicking myself,
because I'm like, you can't help that your shoulder popped out.
No, but I can help what I did. I got blood. Well, what the fuck? Who the fuck is at the door?
Someone keeps a knocking. Now, go carry on, Jack. Don't let it interrupt you.
Sorry.
Keep going.
You're
okay.
So I was like, fuck, okay, cool. This is good. I feel like I'm winning the round. I feel good, and I'm like, I want to hit him with another fucking bomb. So I did the stupidest thing in the whole entire world. I dropped my fucking lead hand down like this and went to throw a right. Oh. Groper's just throwing a beautiful fucking straight down the pipe, cracked me in my non-existent chin. So I did say if...
Oh, so it got your... It happened so quickly. It got your chin.
Right,
and then,
here.
And then that's when your shoulder went ba-boom.
Right in the jaw. So it cracked me in the jaw, sparked me. Like
that's when you fell face down.
I fell face down, but I woke straight. Like I was straight back up. I woke straight back up. And I was fine. Cognitively, I was not impaired at all. I was like, sweet. But as I was coming down, my shoulder was out in front of me, and that's when it dislocates. So I rolled over, and I was like, fuck, that was a good shot. And then the ref was counting me. And I'm like, mate, I'm sweet. I'm like, my shoulder's gone. My shoulder's out. He's like, 6, 7. I'm like, mate, I'm all good. I'm like, my shoulder's dislocated.
He's counting as if, like, you're out. Yeah. You're done. Yeah.
And that was what was so disappointing. Because, mate, I've been knocked out before, and I've been concussed before. And when I've come to, I don't know where I am, what happened, anything that happened. That shit just stunned me. And I felt, that's what annoyed me. I was like, I feel like, ironically, him putting me to sleep like that woke me up because I was like, okay, don't be a stupid cunt and try and fucking end this cunt with a big fucking dumb right hook. Mm. You need to fight the way that we trained. And unfortunately, the shoulder was out. I sort of wanted to keep going, but honestly, if I threw another, it probably just would have ended in a disastrous knockout for me if I tried to keep going. Because if I threw this,
you got a little too eager.
I did.
Drop that arm.
I dropped the lead hand, and he just cracked. But props to Groper. I know that he trained really hard. I know he put a lot.
Seemed like everyone did. Tommy
looked
Alpha
great.
Lokes. Yeah. Holy shit! The guy he was fighting was Clutchy. Like double his size.
Yeah.
And he fucking just kept going.
Yeah, mate. He was. Yeah, it's me and Tommy. Tommy called me yesterday, actually for a yarn. And he was like, cunt, I didn't realise like how big that motherfucker was until I was in the ring. And I was like, it was kind of the same with Groper. Like when I got in there, fuck, he's got some reach and he's a big boy.
Yeah. And he's what, 6?
About 6'5".
And you're 6?
1?
5'8", yeah.
So I'm like 5, I think I'm like 5'2", yeah. Something like that. I'm a walking blowjob. Mm-hmm. So he, I know that he'd train really hard and I know that, look, man, there's a lot of anxiety going into something like that. You got 4,000 people in a fucking in a stadium. You know, you're training for it. Like, there's this – the whole week leading into it, like, even if we're doing like this, I'd just be like, forget about it. Then I'd go, fuck, I'm fighting in front of 4,000 people. And you had this, like, pit in your stomach almost.
It's like, yeah. It's,
you know?
Yeah, similar like if you got, no, you're fucking running a marathon on a Sunday.
Exactly
or something.
Right.
You're like, oh, fuck.
Or if you had to like talk in front of 4,000 people, if you had to fucking do like an event where you'd be happy. You don't get anxiety about that stuff?
It's my dream.
If you had to, so if someone booked you for an event where you had to talk in front of 4,000, you would have no nerves.
Depending on what I'm doing. If I'm getting up there and doing like an inspirational speech, probably a bit nervy. But if I'm just chatting away, happy days.
Fair dinkum.
The big dog LDD don't mind a microphone, whether it's with you or whether it's with 1,000. Champ, champion.
When I was emceeing my brother's wedding, I was fucking nervous. But I always find that the more nervous I am, the better I usually perform.
Yes, I've never been an MC, but I would.
Mad cunt. Yes, you have. I've seen you out of the Rojo, kid.
True.
I've seen
True.
You.
No,
okay.
Jack, you're right. You're right. You did
you
right.
Know? Yeah. But no, it was quite a surreal experience. I'll say that. Like waiting there. And the worst thing was we were the last fights. So me and Groper were the penultimate fight. And then fucking there was Knuckles, Brizy, second last.
It's a fun word. I'll be using that. Penultimate. Say it again. Penultimate.
You just think that's a really good pen? This pen is ultimate.
It sounds
it's the ultimate pen.
It sounds like penultimate. Oh.
Pendulum, you think.
No,
of.
The service was great, the food was good, but it was just a bit of a penultimate.
You're thinking tumultuous?
Nah, it just there's no meaning. It just sounds like, you know, it was good, but it was just a bit penultimate.
So you, and in that context, you're saying it was a bit bland.
Yeah.
You think that's what penultimate means?
It's a bit penultimate. Okay. Was it quite, you know? Okay. Don't you reckon it sounds like that?
Not at all.
I think it does.
Yeah. No, I'm more, I think it more sounds like, I guess, what it's defined as.
Penultimate is subjective, Jack.
Yeah, that's such a good point, Aristotle. Yeah. But we had to wait all day. You know when you're waiting all fucking day for something? You're drinking out of a bottle.
Carry on. I was thirsty. I had to drink out of my keg.
Yeah, nice. So that was the worst thing. That was the waiting. The waiting was the worst fucking thing.
Did you sleep much? Just get this. On the Friday night?
Probably got to sleep at like midnight, woke up around, I woke up at like 5 and then went back to sleep. Then probably got up at about 8.
Yep. And what was your pre-box meal? Did you have any sausages? I imagine you'd have a big breakfast, maybe a few baked beans.
Had brekkie, had like poached eggs, bacon, fucking
baked beans,
avocado and shit. No baked beans.
Why not? I imagine you'd be at a buffet where there'd be bakey beans.
You want to be gassy the day of the fight, kid?
Well, you're not. Well, you might help if you gassed him.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have been.
If I did a stink, if I crop dusted that. Stench. Crop dusted the ring. I needed a bit of stinky loo there. Fuck's sake.
How many fucking times do I have to tell you we're not doing that anymore?
Don't think that you can get aggressive with me just because I lost one boxing fight, cunt.
You're pathetic. Oh. The way you fell was just, it would give anyone the ick.
Oh, would it?
I'm surprised that Steph still wants to marry you.
What, because I got in a ring in front of 4,000 people and punched on with someone 3 fucking weight classes above me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
And the way you went down, slow mode.
Slow mode.
Bump.
Oh, did you see me get straight back up? Like
no,
the fucking mad cunt?
Took a while.
Like a mad cunt?
Took a while. Pussy in your sling.
Coward.
Yeah.
Coward. This is the thing, Burmo, mate. You never ever accept the opinions of people that wouldn't do what you do. You understand what I'm saying?
I box once a week.
Kid, let's be real. You'd never get in a ring in front of 3 people, let alone 4,000. So, no, you sit over there.
Yeah,
hello,
but it would be
sweet boy.
I've already told, like, that's just, I thought about it once.
No, there's pussies and there's non-pussies.
No.
You know what I mean? And I'm in
the
non-pussy category.
Sorry, I reckon if you asked any single one of our female friends if they would go in a boxing fight, I don't think it's for many people. Even blokes, I don't reckon. Not everyone wants to do it.
I know, and you're in that category. And I'm not.
Yes, I am in that category.
And I am not.
No.
So that's why your judgment falls. You're sowing fallow fields, young lady.
I'm confused as to what your argument is.
My point is, whatever you say, it's Casper the Friendly Ghost to me because you would never do it.
Right, because you lost. Yeah, got it.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I can't hear you over that pathetic sling.
Dude, listen, it honestly is hard to hear you when there is a smoke screen of pure stench in between us.
Yeah.
Let's deodorize. Come on.
I'm not kissing you today. I'm not putting one on your lips. I'll put one on your lack of chin.
Well, I think you might have knocked a chin into me. I think I've got one now. Come and have a feel.
It's just the beard covering it.
Come and have a feel.
You actually do have a chin.
Don't.
No, you actually do. I think it's growing. I reckon if you shaved that beard, it would be there a lot more than it was when you were 15.
It's a PJC. It's a post-groper chin.
Yeah.
He's knocked
a chin.
He's
not
going
straight
the chin
into
me.
You. Well, apart from all the being mean to you and whatever, very proud of you, Jarchi.
Thanks, Lulu. I appreciate you.
And I was going to get you a bottle of whiskey, but then I thought, I don't want to feel that habit.
Yeah.
So I got you a VR voucher.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how fun that'll be with your sling. You reckon you'll be all right?
Well, TDD's up Friday.
Yeah.
Let's go as a crew.
Yeah.
No, I'll be good. I'll just have to go left-handed.
Cool. Well, yeah, I thought it's something fun. I'll get him a voucher to his favourite place in the world.
Did I tell you what happened about that when I tried to book for us the other day?
No.
Did I not spin you this yarn?
No.
Well, last time TDD came up and we're all going to go for, before I get into this yarn, I do quickly want to say thank you for all the messages to everyone for all the messages. I've probably got some really rank hotlines to listen to that are going to tear strips off me,
probably.
Which I'm quite excited for. But everyone has been so nice and send really nice messages. So I just want to thank all the bedwetters. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the bedwetters that were there. Ran into a few Super Soak and Senoritas as well. Had a great time at the cast post that. Great weekend. Congrats to Groper. Shout out to the Alpha Blokes for putting this all on. Cass and everyone. It was a fucking ripper event. I was honoured to be a part of it. Thank you. It was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Now, TDD, he'd come off the back of a bit of a bender. His mate was also in a bit of a stink.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go VRing. And I go, it was going to be you, me, TDD, Ed, potentially Lily.
Yeah.
Although that's not really in Lily's wheelhouse.
No, I cannot imagine her playing VR with us.
And anyhow, so I go, fuck, I might as well just call up and bloody, like, try and book just in case it's fucking packed. Call up. And I go, hey, how you going? She goes, yeah, good. And I go, just wondering if you've got any space tonight at around 6:30, 7 o'clock for a group of five. It just goes quiet for a second. She goes, is this Jack? I go, what? She goes, Jack. I'm like, yeah. She goes, I haven't seen you for ages.
Bullshit.
And she goes, dude, you're fine. Just show up whenever. You're like, you'll be all good. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Patricia.
I thought
and
you were going to.
I knew I recognised your voice.
I thought you were going to say she was like, five? Usually you just come in on your own.
Yes.
She's like, what do you mean five? Yeah. Are you usually here on your own?
Like, she was like, she recognised my voice and was like, I haven't seen you for ages. I'm like, holy shit, I've been to that VR a lot, clearly. But if we, we can go this weekend. That'd be fun as fuck.
Yeah. A little congratulatory present for you.
Thank you. Look,
It's extortionate for the price, isn't it, sometimes?
That ain't, what'd you get?
The free roam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite extortionate.
What are the costs?
Per game?
Like 60.
69 per game.
I knew it was 69.
Is that why you asked me to say
no,
no.
Things?
Oh.
It is a lot.
It's a lot for a 45 minute. It is quite extortionate.
So we've learned a new word.
I tried to do the straight face, Willie. Willie and I had one of the bedwetters DM'd me and she goes, oi, dude, just start dropping a new word and see how much you can get it in. So I messaged Willie this morning and I was like, fuck, I'll see how many times I can do it. So I was plotting when I was going to drop an extortionate.
As soon as you said it twice, in my brain, I'm like, she's looked up a word.
She's got a new dictionary.
Extortionate. Extortionate.
Well, it's just extortionate.
So define extortionate.
Well, it's, you know, oh my God, that's the price of something or something that's, you know, through the roof.
Yeah, God, it's extortionate.
It's the same as
that. That was great, Lulu. Fucking hell.
The third time you're like, okay.
I go, right, okay.
What's going on?
Okay, no, I'm going to let you slide for the first fucking two. But I was thinking to myself, this seems weird.
It's just extortionate.
I could tell the first time you were like torn between agreeing with the price being too much, but also being the like, word. The fuck did you just say?
Yeah, you rock extortionate. oh, fucker.
Oh. And still got the cough.
Cough's still there, kid.
He didn't punch the cough out of you.
He didn't punch the, fuck, could you have punched the cough out of me, Groper?
Could you have punched the cock out of you?
Impossible, kid.
Well.
The, I tell you what was a win though.
Yep.
With one of the super soakers, Jacob.
Jacob.
Post fight, he goes, mate, should we chuck, and one of his mates as well. They go, should we just bung 100 in each, the pokies? Have a slap, a post-fight slap. I said, sounds good, PFS. Kid. I've had a punch, I might as well have a slap while I'm at it. It's good stuff, I'm happy with it. Chuck it in. First machine gives us nothing. So then Jacob, he couldn't get his machine in because it was he's $100 into that machine because it was full. It was full of money. So he goes, I'll chuck my share into this next machine. We get up $1,200. Okay. We go, let's go to the nextie. We took our prof, took what we'd each put in initially, said, let's go to the next machine.
Is that what you do as a tactic?
Yeah, so you keep your profit. If you were happy to lose that $100 initially, and you've made profit, keep that profit so you don't go through it.
Yeah.
And you can play with your original 100 again.
Right.
It's like free money.
Right. Girl math.
Right.
Right.
Next machine. Daddy chooses. I'm Danny, by the way. We get up like another 400. Next machine. Get up another 200-300. Well, I walked out of there with like $1,500.
See, I think if I was to have a slap, I would be if like remember that time you and I went to the Oak and I
yes.
won $100?
Yeah.
Like there was no part of me that was like, let's chuck that through again. I'm like, woohoo, I've won $100. Bye.
Yeah, there's
I'm not a gambler though, you are.
Well, I'm not a huge gambler.
Well
I have partaken in gambling a lot more in my older years.
Mm.
I reckon in the last 2 years I've become a bigger gambler, but I'm still not a huge gambler. I love a punt, love the pokes.
Well, Kenny Rogers was a gambler. He sung the song.
Oh, he did. Good knowledge.
Thank you. It's extortionate what's up in my brain. It's just absolutely extortionate.
Oh, fuck. What about, hey, did you think the braids were sexy, bro?
I quite like them. I'd like to take them out now, but it would take too long. But can't wait to see how fluffy your mullet is.
I'll get them taken out today. I might go get a haircut.
Do you put anything in your mull? I gave TDD a serum.
Like an oil?
Like a hair serum. He keeps calling it a mousse. He's like, I'll be putting the mousse in, Lou. I'll be chucking the mousse in. I'm like, it's a serum.
Hey, great. What happened to mousse?
Like mousse chocolate used mousse? To
be. No, no. Oh, hair mousse.
I'm thinking of 8-year-old Lou.
Dad used to wear mousse.
So did Franco. You'd squirt it out like almost
shaving
out.
Shaving cream.
Like a whipped cream thing. Again, go back to the food. And then you'd slick it back through your hair and sort of Johnny Bravo, Danny Zuko it.
What the? Now, that's the second. Are we just Danny Zuko, I think? Because you've said this morning as well, I'm wearing a Danny Zuko jacket.
I'm wearing my fancy Danny leather jacket. I'm going go grease
like. That looks like pleather.
Oh.
Is it real leather?
I don't know.
Buddy. Where's it from?
Style Runner.
What's that?
A shop in Bondi.
Flash or Povo?
Mid-tier,
okay. Doesn't look like real leather,
okay,
does it?
Okay, maybe it's pleb.
Is it pleb?
I'm still Danny Zook.
Is it vegan?
Got some new shoes
vegan
too.
Friendly?
These ain't Golden Goose pricing.
Now, they look cooler than a Golden Goose. Do you know what I mean, Willie?
These are on trend, the old Sambas. Oh, careful.
The Adidas three stripes.
Yeah, they're way cooler than the Gooses. No offence.
Okay, well, my other present for you for doing the fight was a pair of Golden Gooses.
Sweet.
What would you do if I rocked up with a pair for you? Would you wear them?
Sell them.
You can't sell a gift.
Fuck you.
Red light, green light, re-gifting gifts. Green.
We've done it before, and I think we both said red trying to be like...
Back in the day when we people. Tried to be PC, now we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no. Green.
Because you're gonna re-gift a bottle of wine if you don't want it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If I'm giving you a bottle of Moët or Verve.
I don't like champagne, makes my stomach hurt.
You're re-gifting that.
I'm re-gifting.
You're giving that to Steph saying, oh, you've had a tough week, here you go.
Teague, yeah, exactly right. I'm giving it, next time I go to a fucking wedding or an engagement party, that bottle of Moët.
It's
getting popped.
At the engagee.
At the, yeah.
It's getting popped.
You know what I mean?
It's gone ba-boom.
Okay.
It's extortionate.
I've seen there are a few ba-boom comments and you are really pushing this ba-boom train.
Well, the train is choo-choo, get the fuck on board because it's happening. There's a seat right next to me. I'm the captain. I'm the captain of the train. There's a co-captain seat, and it's got your name on it, Jack Edward Archdale, and that's for you to get on the train. And it's a similar train track to the Orient Express, and it's got your name, and we're going on the ba-boomf train. And I would like you to come ba-boomf with me along the train track.
Toby Locke's calling me.
It's work.
I'm a work, mate.
We're recording the podcast, fuck. Toby.
Like
I completely fucked it.
You fucked it.
And Toby's dead. Toby's dead.
Well, this one's alive.
That one's alive.
Mate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I love you and good luck.
Thanks. Mwah. Thanks, buddy.
Kisses. Would you like to come on the ba-boomf train?
I'll call you later.
Well, that sounds like Toby wants to come on the ba-boomf train. Willie, you
want
to come
on the ba-boomf train?
I'm on. I'm already on.
Oh, good. Well, Jarch, you've lost your seat.
That sounds overtly sexual.
Willie's coming on the ba-boomf train.
Yeah, you are.
You can have the back seat of the ba-boomf train.
Oh, okay. I'm going back door. I'll have the bab, you have the oomph. If you know what I mean. It's a euphemism for genitalia.
Got it. Okay. Consensual coitus with your fiance.
Consensual coitus.
Yes. I feel like I had something else to tell you. Let me check my notes.
What did you have, sweet angel?
Well, oh my God! How could I forget Tom's Confectionery? The lolly store I went to in Melbourne!
Jesus!
Do you not remember? I was going to the lolly store.
No, cunt. Did you see what happened to me on the weekend? I don't remember a lot.
Well, we did a podcast last week and I talked
Who
about
Who are you?
It. My name's Louisa Claire Delden.
I'm Simon.
Simon, lovely to meet you.
Run me through
it. You don't look like a Simon. Well, I'll tell you one thing that was very, very disappointing. The line for the claw. Remember how I was going to go on the claw?
Yeah. Oh, where you could be the human claw.
Too long.
Really?
It was so, TDD and I were very hungover. It was so overwhelming. And when I got to, I went to town. I was 8-year-old Lou. I just, my brain was just going, ba-bomf. It was extortion at the price also.
I am this close to leaving.
But good. Get out of here. But good God, guys, the array of lollies was out the gate. It was like every flavour of jelly bean, wrapped lolly, pretzel, chocolate-covered thing, nougat, sour, sweet, everything you could imagine, hundreds of them. And I got a big box, and then I just kept eating them while I was walking through the store. And I went up to the counter to pay. Cost me like $80 worth of lollies. And
Jesus Christ.
What? I went to town. I was allowed.
I love that. It's just
my own money. I'm not eight. It's not Franco's.
Doesn't he still pay your health insurance?
No.
Oh.
He literally wrote up like a fake contract on like a Word doc and I pay it to him every year. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said to the girl, I said, how do you monitor people like not eating them? Because I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been going to town. Yeah. I've been hooning these bad boys. I was like, there's probably 15 lollies gone from this jug. And she said, the owner, the boss, Tom, I assume his name's Tom. It's called Tom's Confectionery.
Okay, yeah, Thomas.
Just said that he factors that into the price of the lollies, that he knows people will be having a hoon. Isn't that nice of Tom?
Well.
What a good bloke.
I don't think it's nice. I think it's business savvy.
I think it's quite kind of him.
No, because it's not kind because he's not losing.
Well, it is.
He's
letting us eat the lollies for free.
No.
He is.
He recognises that there'll be piggish thieves and he factors that.
Don't you call me a piggish thief.
He recognises there'll be piggish thieves and he inflates the price to ensure that he doesn't lose money. It's not kind. It's a wise business decision, Louisa.
I think it's a sweet, sweet. I think Tom's a kind man. I said to, while we were there, I said to TDD, I was like, oh, I want to make a TikTok of this. So he was like, oh, do I need to like film you? And I was like, yes, please.
Oh,
so
I was like, poor bugger.
The funniest thing is his commentary is more funny in the background. He's going, come on, shovel it in, Lulu. I'm like going it down. He's like, she's got the pretzel. Like,
have you been there before?
Tom's Confectionery.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
That's why I was so excited, Jack. I'll be going back when I'm less hungover and can go on the claw. It took us honestly an hour to find a car park and we were hungover from the football game the night before.
Bro, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this.
Careful what you say here. Is it mean?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm in a good mood today and I would prefer it to stay that way. Please.
Jesus Christ. You're terrifying. I'm gonna go out on a limb. There, I don't think there is anything I would line up for over 20 minutes.
That's the thing. The claw was going to be like a long time, a long line for the claw.
What the fuck would you line? Lines?
Justin Bieber. I'd sleep overnight.
Not a chance.
I'd sleep overnight for tickies.
Do you know when, like Anzac Day reminded me of it, when there was all those stories about the pubs, there was like lines for an hour
I
and a half.
I saw that.
Dude,
why would you wait that long to go to the Chloe Hotel?
But
it's
even,
not that fucking fun.
No, but
it's
any,
fun, but
any
it's not
pub,
that fun.
But you know when you get in that pub, you're also waiting half an hour to get
to
a
get
drink.
To get a drink. You've got to buy five at a time if you want to stay hydrated.
And they probably won't even let you.
No.
Name something that, okay, so Bieber's your thing. Willie, what the fuck, would you line up? So, okay, say they said you need to line up for an hour and a half. Is there anything you'd line up an hour and a half for?
Not that I can think of, no.
Neither.
Also, those croissants in Melbourne called Loon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I've heard of them.
Like,
I would
sorry,
not.
Do you love a croissant that much?
See, this is the thing. How good can a fucking croissant be?
Exactly.
Have you heard the story behind it? It's like some astrophysicist or something who used to work with the Formula One who knows something about air.
No, it's not so fluffy.
Yeah. A fair dinkum.
Oh, fuck off.
My sister tried to sell it to me, and then we went there, and it was literally an hour and a half wait. I was like, it's a fucking croissant.
I love that they're like, this croissant's so good because it has heaps of nothing. Has heaps of air in it. Yeah, there's less pastry and more emptiness.
Can I say something controversial?
Rip it.
Croissants are overrated.
I agree.
They're not that great.
They're good.
They're not that great. Like a plain croissant, people who are like, oh, I must have one with my coffee and dip it in.
Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
They're not that great. Just fuck off.
Fuck off. But nothing to me is worth wasting. And my time means nothing.
I was about to say, you've got nothing to do though, so you essentially could wait an hour and a half in the line.
But I wouldn't wait an hour and a half for anything.
Would you wait an hour for an ice bath?
I wouldn't wait 7 minutes for an ice bath. Mm. I wouldn't wait.
Very impatient little senorita, aren't you?
I can't do it. Dude, if someone would...
Doth this muff give me this ice bath now? Whoa.
They could say, hello, Jagarshal, and I'd say, hello, sir or madam. And they'd say, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is behind this door. She's wearing a new line of Victoria's Secret lingerie. You line up for an hour and a half. You get a kiss on the lips from Rosie. And she says, you're a good little senorita, aren't you? And then you can walk away. I'm not waiting an hour and a half for that. And I love her.
I think you would.
Swear on my mother's life I wouldn't. Hour and a half in a line. Suck me off at the next train station.
Oh, see, absolutely I think not. That's a bit piss poor from you. But nah. Piss weak.
Why?
Because imagine the content, Jack.
No. Imagine no content. Just
imagine
life.
The likes.
Nothing. No, it's just would. For the experience. Lines, I just can't do them.
Mm. It's so.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
I had a big night last night on the preparation tools. So I've sort of categorized everything. So I've got now my hinge notes all in one folder. I've got Lulu Goes Surfing in a document so that I can delete, and I've got all the articles there. So yeah, one could say that I'm a very prepped senorita.
Buddy, I be honest with you, didn't listen to a fucking word you just said.
That feels like most times when I ask you to prep.
Pardon?
Yeah. Just take that.
I've prepped.
Well, give me your trinket Tuesday then.
Well,
no, give it to me.
Show a bit of decorum and some politeness, please.
Give it to me, you little sling boy who looks fantastic.
You sound like Steph.
She said you look good in your sling, did she?
She said, give it to me, you little sling boy. You look fantastic. And yeah. I was like, it's very familiar.
I've heard that before. No, I don't want to kiss.
I'm never going
to
hurt you.
Well, I don't trust you.
Turkey slap you.
I don't trust you. I don't trust you.
This is not Big Brother 2012.
I don't trust you.
Now.
You're going to scare me. You're going to scare me.
No, And I don't even want you to open your eyes when I put this on your head.
No.
Sorry, I do have to get a bit close to my shoulder. Oof. Now stay there. I want you to stay there. Oh, for fuck's sake, you got a bun in. Just stay still. Don't open. All right. Now, you know how we've always spoken about us doing a pod where we sit here and just get fucking ripped?
Yeah.
We rip into the piss and we get blind.
You can't open my eyes yet?
I decided to get you a little apparatus that's going to help with that. Open your eyes.
Well, I can't see anything.
Oh, you can take it off now. I thought that when we do it, you can put a couple little techie sodas.
Get fucked. You can, so I can just sit here there, like this.
Techie sodas, and you can just sip to your heart's content. No. The one at the back, those go in the drinks. There's one to your left. There you go.
Oh, so I just suck on this.
Yeah. Well. So.
Well, oh, Jack, that's so thoughtful of you.
I'm a thoughtful man.
That's very sweet.
I just thought, that's but amazing. Maybe I'll get one too. And then yes. When we have our thing and we can just sit here and just fucking drink.
I love that.
And do our podcast.
Oh, that's great. I could do it with not just alcoholic things.
You could do it with
I
whatever.
Could have 2 week ice long blacks in there and then I'd really be bouncing off the walls.
Well, new merch idea?
Now we're cooking with
we
gas.
We mean well, beer bong hats.
Bats.
Wow.
Told you I didn't forget me drink it Tuesday.
Thank you. You're very clever, aren't you?
Yep.
Wow. No, that, Jack, that's very thoughtful. Little girl surfing on Google Chrome. I have to sing my song I told you about as well. I called Jarch on the way to the podcast. I'm like, hello, where are you?
No, we'll do Lulu Go Surfing. Then you've
we'll
got,
do it.
Lulu has, I know that this is, I feel like, guys, this was an early... we mean well phenomenon, the Lulu thinking she can sing thing. Swiftly realised today when you called me, fuck, I pissed myself after we hung up, that she hasn't got the fucking gist. She literally called me just to say, where are you? I go, about 10 minutes away. She goes, I'm about 9 minutes away. I've actually found a song that I can sing really well. I'm like, oh my fucking God, this is still going.
And then I go, I've got to practice.
Yeah, you go, I've got to go, I've got to practice. So after Lulu goes surfing, let's see what song you can sing us.
I'll put my headphones on.
Yep.
This Lulu Go Surfing's a mixture of TikTok and a mixture of news articles.
Okay.
So I'm getting a bit fancy today.
Okay, I like it.
Okay. First article, Dothith number one.
Yep.
Uno, dos, tres. Just getting in the zone because I'm going to Europe this year.
Shocker.
It's locked in now.
Yeah.
Mommy's heading to Europe.
Yeah, shock fucking Oz, kid.
Okay, this news article, this is very fitting for the bedwetters, for you, for me, for everyone in this realm. I'm in a funny mood today. Okay, these pea-stained denim designer jeans have an eye-popping price tag.
Sorry?
Why would anyone wear this? Yep, it's fashion to wear jeans that have a little piss pouch at the front. Hey, we can
tell us
for
something
free.
We don't know, kid.
Yeah. You'll never guess. You'll never guess how much the pee pants cost.
Oh, it'd be fucking stupid. It'd be something like fucking $300.
$811 American. USD.
Makes sense. Because guess what?
A lighter wash is on sale for $608. So I assume the lighter wash would look a lot more peed.
A lot more peed.
So it's like, you remember when acid wash
pee
was on trend?
Pee in your pants is cool.
Remember when acid wash was on trend?
Yeah.
This is literally... Yeah, it looks like he's pissed himself.
It's a piss and wash.
Dead set. We should start our own line.
Dead says we should get a pair of those pants and hang them up.
Should we?
Yeah. We should get a pair of those piss pants.
For $1,000?
Or we just make our own.
I was about to say, let's just piss in our own.
Let's just make our own.
We could spill oil on them because oil stains everything.
We'll stain.
We'll brainstorm.
We'll stain our jeans with something.
Yeah.
But look, I'm not surprised by that. I mean, this podcast... has taken the world by storm. I believe, who was it, Barack Obama the other day said, bedwetters for life.
Did Aristotle.
It was also Aristotle, yeah.
Michelangelo.
Richard Dawkins, he's writing a new book on the success of...
yes, Richard Branson.
We mean well.
It's a new tagline for Virgin.
You've heard Richard, you've just gone. Virgin.
Yeah.
Piss the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Branson.
So there's no planes on here, just piss in the seat.
It's piss, yeah, piss your seat, kids. Yeah. So I'm not surprised by this. This
Trump
is now
said,
fashionable.
Make peeing your pants great again.
Great again. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, actually. That's his new slogan for 2024. It's Trump 2024, make pissing your pants great again.
Heard that.
Beyonce?
Yeah, she's fucked off.
Pissing.
Yeah, she's got fucked off country singing, and yeah. She's back to peeing.
Yeah, just pissing all over the place.
Yeah.
So they actually call
Kanye
it.
Kanye. They call it New Year's
Beyonce. They call it Beyonce. Piss on say
yeah,
is better.
Yeah, I heard that.
Kanye's released Peasy.
Yeah.
he's releasing Peasies. Yeah.
Should I read you? So this is what the designer said. No more having to wait for the bathroom. You can just piss yourself and say it's the design.
Yeah.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants, someone wrote online.
That's classic Billy Madison.
It was in Milan Fashion Week. Persona. That's in Europe.
Europe. Where is Milan?
Italy. It's fashion central, Jack.
We don't like it shittily.
It's got to make you think, though. Do these designers just sit there and go, how fucked can we make something and will people buy it?
Dude, this 100%. Is my whole theory.
Balenciaga did like a plastic bag top or something at one point.
The world is full of enough fucking idiots that will spend $3,000 on fucking bullshit like this because people are fucking idiots. So, like, look at these fucking dumb red boots. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, what are these big red boots?
Have you never seen these? So these were some, like, fashion designers, honestly, I think are the greatest trolls of all
those
time.
Those are big Clifford the Red. Remember Clifford the Red Dog?
No, they look like Mickey Mouse's shoes.
That is hilarious. They look like igloos on your feet.
I know, but all these cocksuckers will be like.
Or like a deflated balloon.
These are Balenciaga. It's like, doesn't mean they don't look like pure shit.
They look like pure shit.
But Balenciaga was selling, this is what made it fucking hilarious. They were selling sticky tape, you know, those big rolls of like industrial roll, sticky tape rolls. One of them with Balenciaga as bangles. So you're wearing a roll.
Yes.
And some fucking cocksucker will walk up to you wearing sticky tape on his wrist. You go, what the fuck? And he'd be like, it's actually Balenciaga, man. It's like, yeah, you still look like a fucking idiot. You moron.
Fashion is subjective.
You should have been left on the bed sheets, mate.
Oh, Jack.
Well, it's true. A lot of people should have.
That's a...
you got this.
A very harsh thing to say to someone.
Look, if you get told that you should have been left, you should have been a blowjob or you should have been left on the bed sheets, it's not great.
It's very mean.
But guess what? A lot of people should have.
It's me. No, I'm not kissing you. Nick Sluder goes surfing.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
God, if a bloody whiffy would work. Milan again. Oh. Milan to ban ice cream, pizza and more after midnight after new proposed law. Why can't I lick an ice cream over a slice of pizza after midnight?
Explain.
Well, Jack, we're learning together.
All right.
Remember?
Yeah.
After a failed attempt back in 2013, Milan is once again trying to get late-night ice cream eaters off its streets.
Why?
With local government proposing a new law that could come into effect after next month. So I think it's people lingering around. But also, can I just say something? It's so fucked in Europe. You have dinner at like, people have dinner at like 11.
They're sick fucks.
Or 12. Yep. I am sound asleep by 9:45. I've put my book away. Kevin and I are rolled over spooning. By 9:45. I'm asleep 10:15 at the latest.
Post-coitus?
Not with Kevin.
Hello, Eddie.
That's if TD. Hi, Eddie. That's if TDD's here.
Oh, but I agree. We're 30. We're in our 30s, sorry.
People over there are having dinner in their 30s at midnight.
Which it bemuses me.
I saw children, Jack.
No, Jack.
Listen to me. Last time I was there, I saw children having ice creams at midnight. And I thought, it's past your bedtime.
It's not good enough.
No, where's the sleep pattern?
But what's the problem there?
It could keep the noise down and crowds on streets. Because it's so,
fucking hell, how popular is ice cream? Are they not worried about
pizza? It's the bloody Italian dish.
But surely they're more worried about the piss cunts.
No. Nope.
Roman streets.
I would say they like to eat more initially than they do drink. God, my nonno could drink, though. He could drink.
Sorry, I thought that was nonna. Nonno is the
granddad.
Man. Yeah, granddad.
He could fucking drink.
Put it away, could he?
I have memories of him like in his big lazy boy just honing red wine.
Yeah, I love that.
Just drinking.
I'm
making his own. Jumping on those grapes.
If we get, that's fucking awesome.
I did that.
If we, yeah, you would have made wine real quick back then. Why is that giant grape stomping grapes? Why is she stomping herself?
Why is the giant grape stomping
grapes? Nonna's like, roll her over to the other barrel. Roll her over. Get her to do the other one.
Oh,
that's sweet little Louisa.
You're a good kid, kid.
Fucking, what were we saying?
Wine, grapes, not eating.
I want to get to, like, I'm actually excited about to get to the point where you're retired, you're fat and happy, you can just sit in your lazy boy as a nonu and fucking sink piss, eat mad food till you drop.
Yeah.
That's living.
Yeah.
Go to the local Rissole, have a snitty, fucking slap the pokes, few schooners, few whiskeys, roll home, watch the footy.
Living.
Live till you die.
I remember my nonno had this little chocolate drawer that I was not really allowed in.
Have a chocky drawer.
Yeah, I wasn't really allowed in it, but I'd sneak in every now and then.
Yeah, well, you thought you snuck.
You're right.
Gish, gish, gish. Oh no, Louisa going to my chocolate drawer again. Nonna, please go to supermarket. All gone. Chocolate go now.
Okay, this is not an article, but something I saw on TikTok. You know how, like, obviously girls like to do kind of like
ASMR.
No, I fucking hate this word.
You've learned extortionate.
Aesthetic.
Aesthetic.
Aesthetic, that's it. So it's like everything looks really chic and fancy. These girls did a, we'll call it a read-a-thon. So they read books together for 24 hours. And they were like, read with us for 24 hours. So they didn't sleep for 24 hours and they like read books and they like little coffees and like ice cream and like made it all in like this little like fairy lit kind of thing. What? In what world do you want to read for 24 hours? I like reading, don't get me wrong, but for 24 hours?
What was the point of it?
Fun.
So people could read with them?
Just fun.
Wait, what? Did they want people to do it with them?
No, it was just like what we're reading for 24 hours and like this is how it went. It's just like videos of them like around different areas of the house and eating and then reading. And
thrilling content. Guys, quick sign in. She's turning a page.
Well, the video was very short. They didn't live stream the 24 hours of reading.
Kid, I reckon they probably read for 40. Cut that
you
bitch
reckon?
Up. Cut that bitch up.
I genuinely think they read for 24 hours.
Did they look tired?
Why would you not want to go to sleep to read for 24 hours? Also, reading puts me to sleep.
Yeah.
There you go. Jack's yawning now.
Yeah, fuck, I'm bored just listening to this fucking story.
He's had enough of the story.
Let alone the content.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. PSA, not everything needs to be a thon. You don't need to do a read-a-thon. Just a PSA. Not everything needs to be a thong. You know what I mean?
Another one I saw on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
So you know TikTok is sort of going, the North Sea seems to be everywhere on the top and it has that song playing over it. You don't really scroll as much as I do at the moment.
No.
But it shows like the big ships and how they're going through the North Sea and it's like so much white.
Oh, just outside
wild.
Of Perth.
Just outside of Perth,
the North
Jack,
Sea, wasn't it?
Over to Rottnest Island.
Yeah, gotcha. Chapel, that's
where,
the North Sea.
Where I learned that from TikTok. So there's this ship passing through pirate land and they put wire on the outside of the ship so that they can't climb up.
Yeah, have you seen the footage of them fucking shooting them?
Isn't that wild? You just imagine that on Pirates of the Caribbean. What? You do.
Explain yourself.
You don't imagine that in real life.
What? Pirates?
Yarrow me hearties climbing up your ship.
Well, they're not Yarrow me hearties. They're usually Sudanese.
They're wearing eye masks.
Sorry?
A one eye.
They're sleepy.
They've got one ear.
Wait, are the pirates from Sudan? Where are the pirates?
Somalian?
Somalian, sorry.
Scary.
Apologies to the Sudanese.
Yeah.
That community. It's usually Somalian pirates.
Scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah, and so they've got to put wire all around
Louisa,
the boat.
Louisa, you sweet little thing. Not only, I think you'll find, do they have to put barbed wire around the boat, they have to hire teams of mercenaries to protect the boat with automatic weapons. And when these cunts come up to hook on and climb up the boat, they have to doosh, 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 doosh. It's mad. It'd actually be a sick job.
That's terrifying.
It'd be loose, yeah. But, like, they have to because these motherfuckers take over, fully take over.
Do they want
to
steal the ship?
I think basically they want to hold the crew hostage and garner a ransom from whatever the conglomerate is that is sending fucking the goods through this ocean. So they want to hold them for ransom.
Terrifying.
You know what I mean? Because they could take, like, the ship is trackable. But if it's like, transfer us $1 million now and we won't kill your crew, and then we'll fuck off.
That is terrifying.
It's wild.
Well, that's the end of Lulago surfing.
Well, you actually did it end on a good one. That's a good one, bud.
We're learning.
We're learning
we're
stuff.
We're learning together.
We? It did. It was what? Slightly comical to me that you were just so bemused that they implemented barbed wire on it as a defense mechanism. It's like,
well, that would be a good defense mechanism.
Yeah, it's good.
You can't climb over barbed wire.
You can. Just cut you.
Ouch.
Yeah, I've been cut by barbed wire a lot. And let me give you the tip. It's an ouchie.
We'd be on the farms.
I tell you what, an ouchie, a more of an ouchie.
Dislocating your shoulder when you get knocked out in a boxing fight, you little pussy in your sling.
Do you mean stung in a boxing fight? No, don't think I was knocked out, bud.
Well, I would say you're a bit woozy.
I wasn't woozy.
Well, being woozy is subjective.
It isn't.
It is.
It is not subjective.
Well, it is.
It's quite objective.
Well, I would say it's extortionate, actually.
Would you? Do you know pirates never actually dress like that?
No, I know that wouldn't be real. You're not having.
But I did. I thought it was.
You're not having Johnny Depp out in the North Sea.
Well, I assumed that the image that we grew up and knew of pirates with the big hats and like the buckles and the boots and everything like that. I was like, oh, that's what pirates used to wear. Of course, they used to hunt treasure and they'd adorn themselves with jewels and they'd look great. They literally just used to wear like linen, white, like linen pants, shirt, no shoes.
Sounds like someone from Vinroy.
It literally is closer to a trendy kid from
Eastern
the Eastern Suburbs
Vinroy boy.
Than what we see in the history.
Do you know my very first...
In the history. Maybe I am fucking concussed.
You know my very first acting role? I was
a
pirate.
Yeah.
I was a pirate.
Yep.
I think I may have told this story, but I practiced for weeks to my mum, dad, brothers. And I go, Tom's a good leader. Tom's a good leader. Tom's a good leader. And that, because I was a pirate. Arr! And then I got on stage, my first line, I'm like five, and I go, Tom's a good leader. Arr, me hearties.
What do you mean? Did you put on a voice?
What do you mean? That's how I did it. I was so
Tom's
nervous.
A good leader.
But then it was bizarre because after that, I was, you know, obviously doing speech and drama. Every Sorry? Day after school.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, and that's sort of where my love for media and other
performing.
Sort of, you know, other sort of media outlets and, you know, things that I would do before podcasting, perhaps.
I can't do it.
Maybe.
I can't. I'm like, I'm losing my nut with this one. Like, what other media? My first, I think it was one of my first ever plays. I played, Billy the Kid, and I and my first line was, and this is the only line I remember from the whole thing. And I walked in and I was like, because everyone was going, I'm so and so, and they were introducing themselves. And I walked out, and I had to grab a lady hostage, and I said, I'm Billy the Kid, and I'm the meanest, toughest outlaw in this whole play. Come to think of it, I'm the only outlaw in this whole play. I had to drag a hostage off stage.
Oh,
kids'
God.
Plays were fun as fuck,
so
man.
So good.
You thought you were, like, killing it up there, oh. And then all the adults were sitting there going, this is toilet.
Dog shit.
Yeah, yeah,
I remember I was Lord Byron in once.
Lord Byron.
And I was, like, I was the king of the land or whatever.
Gotcha.
And I came out in these gold pants and there was a song and it was like, dun, da da da. And I literally remember walking out like this, dun, da 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 da.
You would have, that's you in your element.
And
kid.
I slayed the dragon. I cut his head off. And then I got Princess Veronica, which was Taylor. Remember whose wedding I was at?
Yeah.
She was Princess Veronica and I was Byron. We'd go, oh, Veronica. Oh, Byron.
Roses are red. She was Princess Veronica. Come and make love to me while you play that harmonica. I'm happy with it. Hit me with one, Willie.
No, don't.
Hit me with the roses,
no.
Willie.
Let's play categories. No. Enough. Silence, sire.
Let me lead you into your song with the roses are red.
Okay.
Roses are red. Louisa played a king. Let's see if she can actually fucking sing. You called me in the car and you said, I've found a song I can actually sing really well. I'm going to continue practicing, which made me heartily giggle.
What, you did have a big giggle.
What's the song?
The song is Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird.
Oh, this will be fucked. Okay.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Fuck you, buddy.
I even turned down the radio to be like, am I actually good or is this in my head because I can hear Nelly?
I think you know the answer, kid. Now.
This feels like when I said I could eat 100 chicken nuggets.
Let's connect. Willie, you're connected to the Roadcaster. If you could get Nelly Furtado, I'll Fly Away.
First chorus.
Instrumental.
No.
Yes?
You need the backing track. I don't know the lyrics, Jack.
Put the lyrics on the screen.
Fuck you. You've ruined this.
Buddy, you need...
I practiced with Nelly for a reason.
You can't have her backing you. I want
to hear... Who made the rules of if Lulu can sing or not?
Well, you need to be able to sing on your own. People can't hear Nelly Furtado.
She's my backup singer.
Hey, sugar. This is going to be way funnier. Now, let's get the lyrics up on the screen. Let's get the instrumental for Fly Away.
It won't be as good.
No shit, bud. But you are the one that called me and said, I can sing this well. This is to prove it.
Well, I can don't sing it well as Nelly. It's my backup singer.
You don't get help. This is you singing. Now, don't lose your sack now, kid.
I'm not.
I believe in you.
So I don't. Excuse me.
Jack, it's just
from I'm Like a Bird.
No. You're beautiful. Yeah, I know this song.
I didn't practice this part.
You said, look, you made a claim.
I practiced the chorus.
Back your fucking claim. Believe in yourself. All right, kid?
Are you ready, Lulu? Have you warmed up your voice?
Do whatever warm-ups you
want. Ma.
Okay, that looks like Mama's ready. Lulu's mummy, by the way.
I'm really happy that the tracksuit sitting there blocks my view of Eddie. Because he'd just be looking at me going, what?
Correct.
What the fuck is this?
Correct, Amundi.
All right, let's go.
All right. This is...
Can someone clap me in? It's nice and loud.
Maybe turn it down a little bit in the headphones.
Give it up, Willie.
Turn it down in the headphones a bit, Willie.
When do I come in? No, a bit louder.
That's good. That's good.
A bit louder.
That's good. Here we go.
You're beautiful.
Hold on. Stop. Never, no, stop. Ever. Stop. If that was your audition at Australian Idol and you started with, you're beautiful.
Just let me get to the cosa.
No. Start it again. That was absolutely...
You are Simon Cowell today.
Correct. That was unreal.
You got me coughing now.
I cannot wait to clip that up. I cannot wait that to be clipped up. Okay.
I hate you.
All right. That was fun. Holy shit.
Maybe I'll close my eyes.
All right, you ready?
Feel the music.
Yeah, feel the music. The first verse into the chorus.
Just so you know, I haven't practiced this bit. Don't look at me.
I won't look at you. All right.
Don't look at me. Okay. You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never ever fade.
Oh my God.
You're lovely, but it's not for sure. That I won't ever change. And though my love is... oh, hang on, I'm out of time. And though my love is true...
Oh,
here we go.
God.
I'm like a bird. I don't know what my soul is. I don't know where my home is. And baby, all I need for you is I'm like a bird. I'm only flowering. I don't know where my soul is. I feel like I got into it at the end. You reckon the last time I'm like a bird? Did that sound okay?
That was one of the fucking worst things I've... Louisa, holy shit, I'm crying.
Still no?
Listen to that thing back. You didn't get half of the words in because you stopped. You missed words.
Do you think I'm Like a Bird, the last bit, had a bit of tone to it?
No. You went like, I'm like a bird. It was fucked. That was, was the worst rendition of a song I've ever heard.
Actually,
dude, you didn't get half the lyrics right. You stopped. You were coughing and laughing the whole way through.
You teed me up for failure,
of course,
by making me do the verse.
Yeah, woman claims she can sing song brilliantly, gets told to sing song, and then is suddenly stitched up somehow. That's the headline, kid. Hey, I can sing this song brilliantly. Sing it. Well, don't make me sing it.
No, but I said the chorus.
Yeah.
God, it's very different in your car.
Yeah, when Nelly Furtado is super loud and you can't hear yourself. Yeah.
But I turned her down.
You're hearing Nelly, kid.
I turned her down.
Yeah, but she's hitting tones that you're confusing with you hitting tones.
Perhaps.
Notes. You know, no, not perhaps. Not perhaps. I just heard you sing it. It was shocking.
Extortionate, what Nelly Furtado could do.
Yeah, it is extortion.
Extortionate. Mm-hmm. Should we jump on the hotline now the headies are on?
Oh, fuck me, Dad. Okay. Prep for the wrecking. Now do a little hotline jingle.
I'm like a hotline.
Oh, yep. Bad stuff, kid. Good stuff, though, kid. Happy with it.
Just calling to let you know. I watched Jackie fight tonight. And that was the biggest waste of my $30 ever. I would have paid $70 to watch Lulu fight. I guarantee Lulu would have fucking done the whole lot better than you, Jarchi. You piece of shit. God bless you, Lulu. Oh. God bless you.
Fuck you, cunt.
That's
anywho, gotta fucking go.
See that's ya. A great hotline. More of those, Willie.
Ah, fuck you, dog.
I will say the $30, it was executed very well in terms of camera angles and all that.
They did a very, very good job. It was a professional production.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I rated it.
But yeah, better waste of money when you're fucking KO'd in 40 seconds.
Sorry? Cute. Yeah, fuck you, cunt.
Hey, Gowan Jarchi. I just want to let you know I wasted fucking $30.
Nah, for fuck's sake.
To watch your stupid fight. Can you fucking pop your shoulder out? Pathetic.
I know.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. Love you too.
Oh, is this a good theme we're running with today, Willie? Love this. Keep them coming. It's okay, Jack.
Jarchi, you weak cunt. What the fuck? Disappointed. You flog.
You
I like this compilation for a video.
I prefer
do this instead of Nelly Furtado, Willie.
I prefer compilations on the internet than this. And speaking of flogs, many a flog to a compilation. Next one, Willie.
Jack
Archdale. Oh. Just watch back the fight. There's a very well placed deliberate dislocation of the shoulder there, kid.
So smart, kid. Yeah, it was tactical. When I was on the ground, I went like this.
Yeah.
I said, oh, ref, she's fucking cooked.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. I saw you go.
Yeah, mummy said.
You'll have to get that surgery. When will you do that?
I will have to get that surgery. I will get it surgeried. And hopefully in the next few weeks. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg or just a shoulder. I hate myself.
You should.
I hate who
you
I am.
You should. You really should.
Jarchi, that was a piss poor effort, mate.
Thanks, mate.
I'm telling you what, the fake shoulder injury of you getting yabby pumped was disappointing, brother. Should have put Lou in the ring, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we should have.
Seems like everyone thinks I'm tougher than you. I'm a very tough little senorita, aren't I?
Look, hindsight's 20/20, and realistically, Lou should have been in there. Against Groper.
8-year-old Lou would have taken him down.
Okay, well, fucking oath.
Yeah.
Ba-boomf.
One punch. Ba-boomf. The ba-boomf train's coming.
The ba-boomf train's coming, kid. You're a good kid, kid.
Thanks, kid.
Thanks, kid.
Cha-chi. Cha-chi. My mum has a better left hook than you, mate. Lou would have done a better job in the ring.
You know, some people say it is what it is, and then you get knocked out by Groper.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Yeah, that's a good phrase. We've always said that, haven't we? It is what it is, and then you get knocked out by Groper.
Just clarification, everyone. Mad Bat at home. Did not get knocked out.
Daddy got knocked out.
Felt great. Shoulder got knocked out of its socket.
A bump to the head.
But I'll take this on the non-existent chin.
Sire!
Well, well, well. Talk about wetting the fucking bed, Judge. If you weren't fucking chinless before, you are now. Nah, all jokes aside, mate, you did fucking good. And you did all the bedwetters proud actually getting in there and having a crack. It was probably the most entertaining fight of the night. So,
fuck yeah.
Chin up, mate.
Thanks,
keep pissing.
Thank you, brother.
Nah, back to the other ones.
Nah, daddy's happy with it, kid. I appreciate it. Do you know what I was actually just having Eddie to my right shoulder? So the first thought when I fucking got up, I was like, fuck, shoulder's gone. Fuck, cunt, fuck, fuck. And I'm like, okay, I feel sweet. I feel good. Shoulder's gone. And then when I stood up, I was like, my first thought was, fuck, I fucked the boys' multis. Because they've had multis on me. And I was like, oh, fuck their multis.
I remember when I called you on Sunday, you actually told me that.
Yeah.
I pissed myself.
I was just like, fuck.
So good.
I knew that.
How dare you?
I know.
Stop the throat.
I know. I let everyone down.
Well, no, we are proud of you and we'll celebrate at VR this weekend. It's okay. Don't cry.
I'm not going to cry. I'm
little
sweet.
Sling boy.
Oh, I'm sweet.
We'll cry together. You know what they say? A cry together is the softness of the eyes.
You got it. Just breathe.
Tears.
Good girl.
One.
There we go. How clever is that? Yeah, very good breathing. Remember the nose. Use the nose. Not just the mouth.
Thank you, our gorgeous bedwetters. We love you guys so much. If you're a Super Soaking Senorita, we'll see you in about 10 seconds.
We'll see you in a second. But, yeah, thank you, bedwetters. Thank you to all the bedwetters that went to the fight. Thank you for all the support. I love the fucking lot of ya. Thanks too. To Eddie and B for commentating. That was good.
Very
fucking
funny.
Fun. Bedwetters, we love you.
Love you.
We always have. We always will. Bedwetters for life. Keep pissing.
Keep pissing.
See you when we're looking at you,
ciao,
I suppose.
Ciao, ciao.